Joe Palca reporting.
You realize something when you take this job. It's a big job with a lot riding on you, and you feel it. But you also know that this is a job that does not last forever.
Today, Washington is abuzz. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan blew the roof off the Capitol building, announcing that he will not be seeking re-election for his House seat in the upcoming November midterm elections.
To be clear, I am not resigning. I intend to fulfill my served term as I was elected to do. But I will be retiring in January, leaving this majority in good hands with what I believe is a very bright future.
Speaker Ryan made the announcement this morning, claiming that he had completed all that he'd hoped to do, citing his two most gratifying accomplishments as reforming the tax code and rebuilding the U.S. military. His reason, he said, principally has nothing to do with Donald Trump, nor the possibility that his House of Representatives may lose their majority in the upcoming midterms. The reason, he said, was simply personal.
What I realize is, if I am here for one more term, my kids will only have ever known me as a weekend dad. I just can't let that happen.
When Mr. Ryan took the job, he was a reluctant candidate, finally accepting the position after much coercion. He was Mitt Romney's vice presidential running mate against President Obama and Joe Biden in 2012. Two Reuters journalists accused of violating the Myanmar's colonial-era Official Secrets Act will face trial after a court rejected a request to dismiss the case against them. Judge Yi L. Win said Wednesday there was a proper reason for the accusations. A statement from the U.S. Embassy in Myanmar expressed disappointment that the two journalists remain in detention, that they have been jailed for doing their jobs as journalists. This is VOA News. After Russia's ambassador to Lebanon said Russian forces would shoot down any missiles fired at Syria, U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday that Russia should be ready because, quote, they will be coming. You shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it, Trump said on Twitter as Washington continues to weigh its response to an alleged chemical weapons attack. The Russian military said it will deploy troops to Duma, the site of the suspected chemical attack Saturday, that killed at least 40 people. Russia says its forces will ensure the security of the town. The United States and several of its allies have focused on Syrian forces as being responsible. One of those allies, Israel, waits anxiously for what comes next, as with this unidentified Israeli citizen.
We're not worried. God will protect. Everything is so far very peaceful, and we think everything's going to be good. Again, as citizens, we're not that worried. As family, we're not that worried. We know the Israeli army is able to defend itself.
Syria and Russia have denied President Bashar al-Assad's military carried out a chemical attack. Algerian media is reporting that over 250 passengers were killed when an Ilyushin 78 transport plane crashed in fields near a military base outside the Algerian city of Algiers. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Algerian TV showed video of the Ilyushin 78 military transport plane burning on the ground as plumes of white and black smoke billowed into the air and flames licked the side of the plane's fuselage. A nearby resident said he rushed outdoors to see what was happening after hearing an explosion around breakfast time. He says that he was indoors when he heard the explosion, including a big bang, and then he saw thick plumes of smoke when he went to see what was happening. Algerian air defense head Bakush Alash told journalists that there would be an investigation into the crash. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Other eyewitnesses who saw the crash from a nearby highway told Algerian TV that the pilot appeared to have a technical problem before veering off to the right and crashing into a field. Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg repeated apologies for recent security breaches on the giant social media platform in the first of 2 days of testimony before a congressional committee yesterday. He mentioned fake news, foreign interference in elections, hate speech, and data privacy.
We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility, and that was a big mistake. And it was my mistake, and I'm sorry.
For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA. All the hits and more.